Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to recap what's happening over along the San Rafael Swell to kick off this new year. Commissioner Leonard, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be with you in this new year.
And it was a great meeting to start off the new year. Lots of good stuff was on the table, minimal controversy, and that's the way you like to see these meetings go. And it started off in a pretty good way. You heard from Chris Wood from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources talking about their annual pilt payment and giving an annual update.
Yes, the Division of Wildlife Resources. So they help manage hunting and fishing. And they delivered a check. It's called PILT, payment in lieu of taxes. So they use some of our property in our county for different things. I believe Desert Lake and some other recreation areas. And so we get some taxes from that. And so they were delivering the check, but we want to work close with them because a lot of our residents like to fish and hunt, and we want to make it a good experience for them. It's actually one of the reasons I live here. I love to hunt, fish, do outdoor activities. And so it's just a good thing to communicate with them and have them do a annual report on how things are going.
You know, it's a great state organization to be working with. They do a lot of great things, and it was great to hear that good work is going to continue into 2026. Now, another thing that you guys discussed at this meeting was that you started the process of a land donation for a portion of county-owned land to Castledale City in order to help build that All Abilities Park. Now, that All Abilities Park is something we've been talking about for about the last 6 months. Mayor Van Wagner out in Castledale has been spearheading that project, and what it's going to be something that's incredible for the county.
Yeah, it will be. If you think about the swimming pool, there is a little bit of land over by the restroom just west of the parking lot. And so that area will be an All Abilities Park. We're working with Castledale City. They're going after grant funding and CIB funding, and there have been a lot of other donations given to them. So way excited about an All Abilities Park. It gives our citizens another opportunity to get the kids out and enjoy the outdoors for those that may not be able to play at a park just down at the city.
You know, it's been a great project to start to follow along with because it's getting citizens involved, whether they be old or whether they be some of the youngest members of the Emery County. It's been something that's really united the community together, and having things like that is always a big benefit for county morale.
It is. And with it being so close to the swimming pool, it kind of gives it a dual purpose for that land up there. Maybe they'll swim for a little bit and then play at the All Abilities Park. It's kind of a nice hub for community recreation there at the swimming pool.
Now, another thing you guys started the process of in this meeting was you held a public hearing to receive comments on the Emery County General Plan. That's something you guys were working on through the back half of 2025, trying to get that all settled away. But people ran into the problem. They weren't necessarily able to find it. So you guys took a step back, said, you know what, if people haven't seen it, we need to let them see it first before we go into this. So you guys have you've tabled it. You're going to go revisit the next commission meeting. But it's a very easily accessible now.
Yes. So it was buried a little bit in our planning and zoning, and so now it's on the front page of our website, Emery County website. So those of you that are interested in our general plan, for those of you that don't know, we're reviewing and updating our general plan for the county. Now, the general plan's nice to refer back to if we're applying for grants or different things that we want to do as a county. We can refer back to that general plan, but it is on our website, and we will have a couple weeks before we'll approve anything, but if you want to look at it, that would be great. If you have any thoughts or ideas, there should be a link on there to give your input.
And you described it very well in this meeting, that this is a kind of a living, breathing document. So this is something that you guys will look at. If there's changes that needs to be made, you're going to start trying to make those changes as soon as possible. So this isn't something that's necessarily set in stone. This is something that can adapt to the county's needs as they start to change as the years go on.
Yep, as things change, we will need, it's a living, breathing document. So we'll continue to adapt and make sure that we're up to date and up to speed with the world the way it's moving. So, yep.
And then the last major one you guys took the time to talk about was you were looking at a feasibility study for the sheriff's office in pertaining to housing state inmates. Now, Sheriff Huntington did an excellent job describing the benefits of a program like this. We already accept some inmates from the state prison, and we get paid by the state for those. So this is a chance to potentially look at expanding that program, something that could bring revenue into the county.
Yeah, currently we are housing some state inmates. I believe it's around 15. The sheriff's interested, and the commission's interested in taking on a few more state inmates. So we're looking at a feasibility study to see where the break-even points are, if it's a benefit to the county, if it's a good revenue stream, and if it's beneficial to the sheriff's office. And so we want to make sure that we do our due diligence before we jump the gun and say, hey, we're going to bring on extra inmates and not have it be what we want it to be. So the feasibility study, I think, is a good idea moving forward for this.
You know, and as a part of this, you kind of saw the importance of having elected official reports during this meeting, too, because Attorney Olson brought up something I wasn't necessarily thinking about, the workload that could create for the county attorney's office. So it's good to have this wide variety of viewpoints on these issues taken into account during these meetings.
It is, and that's why I like the openness, and I'm glad we talked about it, and it's nice to get public input. And also, you know, talking to other counties that have state inmates, seeing how they benefit, you know, what the pros and cons and challenges are. And so, yeah, it'll be a good process. Hopefully we can find the right balance. And we don't want to get overweighed by fixed costs, so hiring a lot of employees but not fulfilling filling those spots with state inmates. So we have to be careful.
Yeah, and that leads us into our first spotlight of 2026, and that's going to be the sheriff's office. They've had a hot start to the year. They've already had a pretty major drug bust out in Green River, and they're training on ICE rescue. So they're not, despite the new year being here, they have not slowed down in their mission of keeping the residents of Emery County safe.
Yeah, I think they're a good spotlight. I think they do a lot of things that are over and above that help keep our community safe. They did do an ICE rescue training the other day up at Schofield, so it's good to be trained. There are a lot of ICE fishermen and women in our community, so we want to make sure we have trained folks. And then, yeah, drug busts and then our program in the schools to make sure that our students are safe. So just a shout out to the sheriff's office and the work that they do.
Yeah, they do so much for our county. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners off with?
No, hopefully everybody's made some good New Year's resolutions. But yeah, please, if you have concerns or comments, you're more than welcome to come to our office and chat about those things that are good, bad, and ugly that you're challenged with. But no, just know that we're there if you have questions.
Commissioner Leonard, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening along the San Rafael Swell in Emery County at the start of 2026. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.